We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis, the two dots on the bottom of Amud Beis, three lines on the bottom. We learned in a Memra that when you mevatel a beitza tameya, you need shishim keneged the beya. Ve'ein beya minaminya. You can't count the beya as part of the shishim. You can't have 59 and the beya. You need 60 keneged the beya. Omer vidi ba oven la baya. Lememra the yav taima. You're telling me now that it gives time, a beya gives time, a beya tamei is an ostrich egg, gives time, I'm inchi, kimaya the beya ba'alma. People say a saying, when they want to say something's nothing, they say it's like the water of an egg. That's they say, it's like it's nothing. An egg does not give blias at all. It's only meat that gives blias. Beyim don't give blias. We really had this Gemara before, in Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, it says, ge'ulei beyim, is muteris, is mutter. What's the pshat? Rashi says, Be'ya t'meyah shesbashim t'hayra, muteris, hat'hayrim, d'maya ba'almuhu, v'lo yov tam ha'chronisim. He has more of samach dalet omit beis, that gulay be'yam is muteris. Why? Because be'yam don't give taste, a be'yam doesn't give taste. So what's going on? Why needs shishim k'neged the ashish egg? L'chari doesn't give time at all. Amalei, ho'chamayaskino, and be'yitza has a freyach. Atapa amur alef now. Be'yitza has a freyach. Tafka, there's a chick inside it. Then it has basar, a basar tamei, that gives time. Aval tamei aloi bataka, a beitza tamei itself does not give any blias, there's no absorb any taste, and therefore it's not a problem, it won't answer the other eggs. Tosfos speaks out that this is only true, look at Tosfos on top of Amud Aleph, the nira, the second line, the tamei she kalufa efshada oisra. If it's peeled, then the egg itself gives time. We know our eggs, even without a chicken, it gives time. That's only if it's peeled. When it has a peel, it does not give time. And he says, so you could have really answered and said that the case was that it was klufa here. He could have said it was peeled. But Tosfos says it's not a good pshat because usually when you cook something, you don't cook a klufa, you don't cook a peeled egg, especially if it's still raw. It's hard to peel it. So I upon him, that's why the Mars Kasher is it's an egg with a peel. So what's the problem? There's a chicken inside it. Eisvei, so what comes out from this Gemara? What comes out from this Gemara of Shaka Vatayin Gemara is that the only type of beya that asks is only if it has a chicken inside it. If it's just a plain beya, it will not ask the other beya. Eisvei, Master Akasha. It says in a Tesefta like this, Beitzim tahirim shalkan beitzim tameis. You cooked kosher eggs, chicken eggs, together with ostrich eggs in the same pot. And Yeshua Mereshin Tam, if there's, you don't have 60 kenegadit, kulan asurais, they're all asur. So the kasha is, you see, Claude, that a beya does give time. I thought he says maya balma. And the gemara hakanaim beitzah afrayach. It's cool. It's here we're talking about a beya that has in it a chick. Now, Rashi Ray speaks out that it could be even a tar, not a tamei. Any because if the chicken inside is a chicken, it's also a problem. Why? Because not kashachten. It's nevela. It's nevela. So it doesn't have to be dafka tameya. But my karla tameya. So then the bar is the gemara. If it's a frayach inside it, so why is it beitzim tameyas? Kim this ba fraya karla tamea. Since it has a chicken inside it, it's called a tamea because the asa is called a nevela. Right, the Gemara, how can you learn the ratio over here? Beitzim tarish lokum beitzim tamea is mean. With a chick, huh?
You know how to cook.
An egg with a chick, yeah. But that's be shechta the chick.
How do you know when you buy your egg,
let's say
you're buying organic
eggs? Right. Big problem. You find a chicken inside, not only is it all the eggs also, your pot's also. Big problem. If you find the chicken in the egg, it's a big problem. If you find a blood spot in the egg, it's a big problem. That's what some people have a special egg pot because it could become trait from a blood spot. Mice is it didn't bittle there with a blood spot. If you have one egg and one other egg, it's bottled, but that's what's a problem, a serious problem. So a lot of posts hold even today. If you take one egg and you make a scrambled egg and you find blood inside it, the pot might have to be kashered. It's a serious problem. All those hold that today's blood spots are not really blood spots, but if it's organic eggs, it's a serious problem. So, the Gemara says, talking about here, a beitza is a freyach. And freyach, that's why I asked, why is it called tamei? Because it's an avela. Freyach, the Gemara, and this sefer of this own tesefta says like this. When it's only sefer, beitzim shalkum nimtzeh freyach. If you cooked beitzim and you found inside a chicken in one of them, b'achas man, one egg, mamash ha'shayla, that you just asked, you cooked a bunch of beitzim, one of them you found a chicken inside it. Oy, mazel tov. M'yeshva m'reish in tam, if it gives tam, kul ma'asura, it's the whole asur. So, if the Sefer says Beit Zafrayach, obviously the ratio is not talking Beit Zafrayach. So, Mechal, the ratio is by Afrayach, Askinon. Obviously, the ratio is not talking about Afrayach. So, Luchair, it's a kasha now. You see again that Beya Tamei, even without Afrayach, gives taste. So, I'm going to know, Perushik and Mepharish, the Sefer is Mepharish, the ratio. Beitzim Tahir, Shalkanim, and Beitzim Tameyais. And what's the case? The case was you cooked and you found the chicken in one of them. How can I have mistabra? It's mistabra to say it's a prusik of faris. Because if you're saying, like your kasha, that the ratio is saying a bay itself gives taste, then the safe is telling you a chicken gives taste. It's a kavachem. If it has a chicken, you tell me it has the aser? So obviously, the ratio is talking about it's a perusha of a farish. It's a farish to ratio. Is that more? No. Even Shema, that wouldn't be enough of raya. Lo yiria. Because Tana is safe to do a ratio. So you tell me you shouldn't say ratio this way of frayach. If you just had the ratio, you would say it had the chicken. Have a less bar frayach, shari, you would say it's mutter, ton is safer this bar frayach, mechlal the ratio is bar frayach. You could have said really that the ratio is saying a bay itself gives time. Why do you have to repeat afterwards even a chicken gives time? Because that's megalatos, the ratio is talking about, we're out of frayach. Ton is safer this bar frayach, now the ratio less bar frayach, filachi asira. But lemaisa, we hold out like that, but you could have said like that. We're saying Shaz Bruce Gomer Farish, because we hold like the klal that a beya is maya, the beya ba'alma, stam, it's water, it's nothing, it does not give taste. So the bottom line is, when it says in our memory before that a beya needs shushim connected, a beitza tamea means a beitza with a fryer. Why is it called tamea? Because it's a chicken that's an avela. That's why. It doesn't have to be a non-kosher egg. But a non-kosher egg, they cook with other eggs, actually the eggs are a mutter. Geulei beitza mutaris, like Gemara says, samach dalam beis. Unless it's kluf, unless it's peeled, that's what comes down to halachas of beya. So it's got a shayla halacha lemaisa, how we paskin, so chlekes the Ramah and the Mechaba, how we paskin in a regular case, how we paskin in such a case. But if I can look it up quickly, I'll read you what it says. But because in the Shulchan Aruch, the chlekes the Ramah and the Mechaba, I'm not sure if it's even brought down here, right back in my Gemara. But that's what comes out from our Gemara, with the sugya of eggs. Let's see. Pei vav sifhei. Let's see what it says. Beitzas oiv tamei shesbashal macheres imi b'kli pasa. This is talking about the egg, the ashtray egg. Imi b'kli pasa ain't aser. So it has a cleaver, it doesn't aser. Vim hi klufa aseres. But if it's peeled, then it's aseres. V'tzorech samach alech beim shalhetek neged levat. That's the moral later on. And vim mispashla. But the clue for is some is davening gamma heta. So yeah, so it looks like we're passing like our Gemara. There's a Ramah there that argues that we can't find it now. But Akapanim, that's what comes down with the bam. So Gemara vayta. Who kizeis at harvin off of the gula? You had this pot cooking with gevaldige goulash and beef stew, and all of a sudden a kizayis of chela fell into the gula of the bishra. Now the shaila is how to figure out the shishim. Sover of asis shuri ma debala de gula. So Rav Asi said, look, you're right, right now, it's a 1 ounce chalev and 55 ounces of basar and other things in the stew. But, you know, it started off at 60 ounces. So we should use 60 connected the piece of chalev. So Rav Asi, l'shuri mai debala de kula, that figure out how much got swallowed up in the pot and use that as a shishim. Amalei Rav Ravashi, otu dat hei rabala de shule bala. What do you think? Only the heter got smaller, the issa didn't get smaller. If the issa is 1 ounce now, it means start off 1.2 ounces. So therefore, you have to figure out mad bala fanenu. You figure out shishim from what's in front of you. That's how you figure out shishim. You don't use what's in the walls of the pot. We spoke this out yesterday in the Rashi. Rashi brought this Gemara as the ride. We don't pass like the Gemara before that we hold. You have to figure out right now what it looks like. That the Rav Ashi maybe thought. It's a species of girls. Rav Ashi thought that l'shuru ma'ad debala de kula rabban to Rav Ashi. No, otto terbal l'shuru debala. So the more vayta who paga the zaysa the tarba the nafu but the kula the bisra only a half a zayis of chelav, which is only a chatzi shir, fell into a pot of basa. Sova marba Rav Ashi l'shuru betlosin paga the zaysa. He thought maybe you can vatal this half a zayis of chelav with 30 half zaysim of kosher food, kosher meat. Why? Why can you do 30? He figured, since it's chatzi shir, you can be more maker, only shishim. 30 is enough. That's what he figured out. He figured, it's only this is the rabbanon. Chatzi shir, you can use 30. Talk to Gemara, I'm like, whoa. Lav, I mean, look, didn't I tell you? Lo yisa zalzal b'shiru de rabbanon. Don't be mezalzal with shiru de rabbanon. Even by isa de rabbanon, even the Rashi has claimed, I feel immediately the mitzvah derayisa, lo yisa zalzal b'shiru. You have to have shishim even by the rabbanon. And moreover, v'oid, actually, it's not even Isra Rabbanon, it's also Matara. Chatzi Shir, we learn from a pasuk. It's also Matara. It says, Kol Chelev, that even chatzis shir is also min ha'tayra. So for two reasons, you're wrong. First of all, you shouldn't be makel by the rabbanans. And number two is, it's actually also min ha'tayra. So the Gemara writes, Om Rav Shemem bar Abba, Om Rav Idi bar Idi bar Geshem, Om Levi bar Prato, Om Rav Nochum, Om Rav bar Birayim. Meshum Zokin Echad, and who was the Zokin of Yaakov Shemei? The Benesia, Om Rav, they say the Benesia, a cryptic words. Beitza Besamach Asura, Beya in 60 is Asur. Besamach Vahachas, in 61 is Mutaris. Now what in the world does that mean? Om Rav Zeru, so Rav Shemem Abba said over his memory, Rav Shemem, all his Gedolim, he said it over like a pashtus. Look, you're saying some kind of heter, and you're not explaining yourself. They said over his memra that Beitz of Asamach Asura, that Beitz is Asur in 60, and Besamach Vahachas, and in 61 is Mutaras. When they had a child, what I mean? What does it mean? Besamach Vahachas, by the day, does it mean 60 plus 1, plus the Beya Tameya, which means altogether 61, but 60 plus 1 against 1. Or Dimel Barmino, it means you need 61 against 1, altogether 62. Like Pashut. Umar Pashut Mifshut, you say over the memory like it's a Pashut thing. Rashi says, Pashut Mifshut, Sheinach Matul Shum Safik Madava. Loimar is saying, Ve'eni Yedei Amat Shuam Minamin Shosamach Avaloi. You just threw out the memory like it's a Kilo, we understand it. We don't understand what you're talking about. It's a big shiloh what this means. So what does it mean, Lamaisa? Itmar, Omer Abichel Bam Rav Huna. Beitz of a samach v'hi asura. If you have 61 altogether, 60 k'neged the beya, it's asur. B'samach v'achas v'hi mutaris. You need 61 k'neged the beya. Now, why in the world we pass like this? So, why in the world you need 61 k'neged the beya? Why does that make sense? Every other issa is 60 k'neged the issa. He needs 61 k'neged the issa. You have a pshat. What can be pshat as a thing? What's pshat? Possible pshat in this gemara. Why need 61 k'neged the thing? So what are you tying in Mordechai? So you're looking up over there, you have pshat? Oh, Zok Duran, pshat like this. Shem Duran, ban. Till the fish, yes, Mordechai, the pshat. Fish, yes, bebeitzim, gedoil and vektanim. Ba'abol of vat, the beitza, in a mashkiach, la liris, mzu, vekulim, shavis, mamish. No egg is exactly alike. You take 60 eggs, negative beitzis, asr. Do you know for sure you have 60 negative asr? You don't know for sure, because they're not all exactly the same size. It's possible some of those eggs are smaller than the isr. So therefore, you have to have the another one, a wild card here, to help out the mice. Instead of making every egg, measuring every egg, we add an extra egg, so we know we have 60. That's why you need, and we pass it like this, you need 61 eggs, when it's a beitza tomato, of a frayach, you'll need 61 eggs, connectives. That's the pasuk taka. Itma, rochel, rochuna, beitza besamach v'yasura, besam v'achas v'yimateres. Who does the commander agmil by Rabbi? Omalei. So this a guy came to Shiloh in front of Rebbe. We'll learn Rashi's second shot in the sugya, and he wanted to mat there with 45. Amalei, he says, Abba lo shir ba abra om v'sheva. My father wouldn't even be mat there with 47. You think I'll be mat in 45? No, nothing doing. Ahud also came to Rav Shimon ben Rebbe, similar story. Amalei, Abba lo shir ba mem hei. My father wouldn't be mat there with 45. Ani ashar ba mem. You think I'm going to do 43? There's no way I'm going to be mat to 43. Who also came to Rav Chia? Someone came from Rav Chia. Amalei, he looks at the pie. Says, "Klumiyah shloishim." You think that, is there 30 connected to this piece of chazer? It's not even 30. So Rav says, "Diyak, time would like a shloishim." His master says, "No, 30." Ha'ika shloishim misharina. I'm telling you, if you had 30, you would be vatlit. Amrachinina, no, guzma. He's saying like guzma, which means to say is, what are you coming to ask a shaila? It's not even 30 over here. You actually need 60. But what are you talking about? There's no chance that 30 is going to be matlit. It doesn't even have 30 over here. That's what he means to say. And Hashem, the next Gemara will continue with the shear 60 and 100, and where there's a makarfit in the Araisa, the Gemara brings a makarfit, the din of bittul b'shishim, or a woman in the hall is the bittul of 100.